Testament, writing all these letters, asking God for specific things that he would bestow on our relationship one day, but also in that current moment for my future spouse. So I go home from this week and I'm like, so I'm fired for the Lord. Like, everywhere I go, I tell him, like, do you know about Jesus? Have you heard about Jesus? Do you want to know about Jesus? I'm like, totally overwhelmed, overwhelming probably everybody else that I came in and I came in contact with. So I'm on this, like, complete mountaintop experience with my faith. And so about 2 months later, I come home from school and I find out that my dad left my mom a note that morning and said that he didn't love her anymore and that he was leaving our family. And I was wrecked. I was wrecked. It was my senior year of high school. Nobody saw this coming. No one knew where it was coming from. And over the course of the next 2 years, my dad would leave and he would come back and he would leave and he would come back. Only so that we could have our hope, you know, that everything was going to go back to normal, that everything was going to be fine, so that it could all be ripped to shreds again. It was the most difficult and the darkest time of my entire life. And I had come off of this retreat experience being so confident in God's plan for me and God's plan for my life. And he was going to unfold this incredible story and all of these amazing things that were in store. And all of a sudden, here I am, and the thing that I thought that I could trust in the most, that I had the most confidence in, the safest place for me, and the love of my family, and it wasn't true anymore. It wasn't true anymore. And I started to question all of these things about what my future could be like. Could it be possible, you know, that God would be able to provide for me a story and a love story and a future that I desired so deep within my heart? So often what kept me grounded to some level of hope within this time was these letters and these prayers as I was calling out, as I was crying out in the ugliness of what was happening within my heart, that I was begging the Lord for my future marriage and for my future spouse. And so a couple years later, I'm originally from Colorado. I spent my first year of college at home in Colorado, and then after my freshman year, my parents' divorce was finalized that summer, and then I transferred to Franciscan University in Steubenville for my sophomore year of college. So I remember distinctly, like, thinking, you know, this is this fresh start, it's this great opportunity, and I got to Steubenville, my mom dropped me off, and I remember watching listen to him. We're going to look to the word of the Lord. Pray his promises. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers, with the world's rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Trust that.